that's one of the ways that you optimize this process, is that when you're going to use sleep paralysis, the danger there is that you have to be really careful about not moving your physical body, because that will wreck your paralysis. But when you do a timerless OBE without using sleep paralysis, it's not so much a matter of not moving your physical body. It's a matter of just having a very strong sense of the selector. When you're really, really good at selecting precisely between your physical body and the non-physical space that you've projected yourself over to, just slightly, just a couple inches over, then you don't have to worry about getting into paralysis or moving, because you know you don't have to use the safety cap method where you rotate around or anything to make 100% sure that you've focused into the right body. You'll know because you've gone through the 100 OBE system and you've done the rapid fire timer sessions, and you know what that sensation is like.